So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
I'm obsessed with the St. Pete Times mugshot website.
Yeah.
I like to play a little game on my own where I go to it and I look at the picture and I try to guess what the person was arrested for. I have to say I'm not very good at it. I go more by stereotypes than anything else.
Well, most time hot girls, pills, right?
Hot girls are controlled substances, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, Joe, is it possible that you can pull the pictures up there? Like Michelle, I won't say her last name. Michelle got, Michelle's 46 years old. She is attractive for a 46-year-old woman. And then I look at her face and I go, what did she get arrested for? It looks like I would say a DUI. And then I click on it. False alarm. Fire alarm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Then there's, let me scroll through these and see if I can find the unassuming looking ones. Here, Maria. She's a lovely young girl. She's 23 years old. And you look at her and you're like, what could they have popped her for? Marijuana? Battery. She's in their battery. Then there's Wesley. He's been beat up, and he got a DUI with a crash. That sucks for Wesley. Then there's Matthew. Matthew looks like somebody gave him the goose right before he took the picture.
Got the big eyes going?
Yep, and crazy hair. He's been arrested for disorderly intoxication. That one you can almost guess that one. A lot of times, though, there's a lot of old, like Roger's old, wise-looking black guy.
Yeah.
And you look and you go, what could they have bothered Roger for? And then you look.
Bad checks.
Yeah. Something like that. It's usually one of those shoplifting. There is a guy on here, though, that there's one guy. Hold on. His name is Miguel Beltran. He looks like Mexican Mike Calta. He's just on hold for the U.S. Marshals. He didn't get arrested. There's one guy on here. I got to find his name. There he is. Milton Jones got arrested last night for domestic battery by strangulation. Yeah, and he's got his eyes popping out of his head in this picture. It's wonderful.
Strangulation is usually a crime of passion.
You think, or a crime of annoyance?
Well, but it's usually somebody you're involved with, you're intimate with. You want to see their face.
I don't know the rules because I've never been arrested.
Jones got it up there.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah, there's Milton Jones. Hey, Joe, go, let me see in relation to Milton, where go back one page and find Precious Lipscomb.
Whoa.
Precious Lipscomb to me. Go back, if you go to the left there, no, you looked at Milton Jones.
How old are you that you're named Precious? Were you named Precious before that movie came out?
Well, she's 19. Look at her. Is she wearing a hat or not?
No. Oh, I think that's hair.
I can't tell if that's a hat or hair.
That's hair with a extremely high hairline.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when you look at it, it's perfectly rounded around her forehead. That's it looks like she's wearing a turban.
That's a good job. It's a good cut.
Yeah.
It's tightened up.
She's got a hat head. I don't know if that's good. She's only 19. What'd she get arrested for? A battery. Come on, Precious.
Somebody probably asked her, are you wearing a hat? Ma'am, take your hat off.
Mm-hmm. She said,
that's
mm-hmm.
That's just a bad wig.
No, they wouldn't let you wear a wig in jail, would they?
I don't know. I've never been.
I don't think so.
Don't say you've never been. You were released early because you're underage.
No.
Oh.
I've never been to jail.
They never took you in?
No.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a blast. Especially when you feel like you're going to get taken advantage of, because when they hand out your lunch, everyone's sitting right next to each other, and they give you a little thing of juice and then your sandwich. And I'm not a very big person, so as soon as I got my juice and my sandwich, every one of the big dudes just glared at me and was like, are you going to eat all that? And I was like,
you said they asked you, you're going to eat that?
Yeah, they did. I was like, yes, please don't take my juice.
You gonna eat that cold
don't take my
bread.
Juice. I just want my Mr. J's juice.
And what do you say to them?
I didn't really say it. I mean,
let's act it out like it really went down.
Okay. It really, the guy was like,
yo, you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'm going to eat that.
You going to eat all that?
Yes.
You didn't give him a confident, yeah.
No, I didn't.
Turn your eyes.
terrified, and I just got done crying while they were taking my mugshot.
What kind of sandwich was it?
So when it's just a bologna sandwich. Just
that's my problem. No matter how hungry I would be, I can't eat bologna.
You would eat a sandwich.
Nope,
if you were
I would
hungry,
eat the bread.
Sad.
I would eat the bread and I would gnaw on the rubber on my shoes, but I would not eat bologna.
So there were, you know, they are.
What if I said it was religious and I couldn't eat pork?
I couldn't eat bologna.
They have to care.
Oh yeah,
they have to.
They have to.
What if you said I'm a vegetarian?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if they care about that, but religion.
What if you said for health reasons I'm a vegetarian, I cannot eat meat? Meat automatically gives me kidney stones.
They just take the bologna off the sandwich and hand you two pieces of bread with cheese in it.
But they have to provide you with a certain amount of nutrients, and that doesn't. So, come on, Spence, I need you to know all this.
You got the fortified juice.
Mr. The Orange Is the New Black, if you're, like, kosher.
They have to give you the kosher food.
That's in prison. Do you think? I know in prison they'd probably have to do that, but I feel like in jail, since it's not supposed to be a long-term type thing.
They still have to.
After arrest and before conviction.
Yeah.
What if I'm like,
to jail?
I'm doing low carbs. You guys got to
lettuce.
I see salt. Is there a salt substitute?
Yeah. there are always hot girls, or there were hot girls in there, and the majority of them are either there for
with
pills.
You?
Yeah, well, because they put you in general population. They don't put you in, like, a
male-female population?
Yeah, it's everybody's in there. It's like a big...
I didn't know that.
It looks like a big auditorium, yeah.
Oh, there's your mugshot.
Yeah, and they don't... You know, you can't really sleep when you're sitting in the chair, so they'll come behind you and, like, hit the back of your chair. There were a couple times where they'd hit a girl, and because they're all pilled up, they'd fall over, and they're just like...
I don't know if I would... I want to know what the rules are. Why can't I sleep?
Well, I was in the drunk tank because I was drunk.
Right.
And I don't believe they want you to sleep when you're in the drunk tank. Now, there were people in there that were in there for, like, assault. And I know there were people that were in there for gangs because you get booked together so you can hear what everybody's getting booked for.
Right.
Those guys on the outer perimeter of the jail, it's all, like, plexiglass cells. And that's where they put them. But those are like 2-3 guys in each cell.
So you were just in there with... How many people would you say were in there with you?
50 to 70 people.
And guys and girls, young and old.
Yeah, guys and girls, young and old.
And you sat on the floor or on a chair?
Chairs. They have... In the middle of it, there are all the chairs. And then around there are like the computers and the desks. And then they have all the cells.
You get to use a computer?
I wasn't able to. I didn't ask. I just kind of kept to myself. But there were inmates that had, like, the garb on. Because I think at a certain time, that's, like, where the general population goes.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, if you're there after a certain point, they make you disrobe and put on the jail clothes, which is, like, new underwear. It's incredibly uncomfortable.
How long were you in there for?
I was in there for, I think, 20 hours.
I want to point out, Spanish caught his girlfriend cheating on him with his best friend.
Yeah.
And he went into this emotional drunken state and he cried and
I did.
He drove and he got pulled over and he got a DUI, which was dropped or no?
Yeah, it was a reckless driving.
Right.
Yeah.
But he does have a delicious mugshot, which is up on Bone TV right
I'm
now.
Just glad.
Delicious? I don't know why I said that.
I know. I was
precious.
Like, what in the world?
There is a video because, you know, they have dash cam footage.
Yeah.
And I had to watch that footage with my lawyer and I was so wasted that at one point I told the cop I was glad that he pulled me over because I could have killed a family of four.
Your lawyer must have loved that.
Yeah, and like in the whole way in the video on there, I'm telling him about my girlfriend's situation. And he's just like, yeah, that's terrible.
Dude, I've seen you dumb drunk, and it's funny.
It is bad.
My favorite drunk in Spanish was you on the bus when Wayne Static died.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I have it on video, which is my favorite.
That was a sad time.
A lot of rocking.
I was waiting for you to get punched in the face.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you're in there for how long?
It felt like forever, but I was arrested at like 11 or midnight, and then by the time I was booked, I think it was like 1 a.m., and then I didn't get out until the next day at like, you know, noon or 1 p.m.
And you couldn't sleep?
No, they didn't let you sleep, because you're sitting in like plastic chairs like we have in the performance studio.
I would fall asleep in those plastic chairs.
So you can, like, lay back, but when you start to close your eyes, they'll come behind you and smack the chair. Like, there were people that were laying down on multiple chairs to sleep, and they were not allowed to. They would wait. The guards would wait till they would fall asleep and then smack the back of the chair with, like, their little club, and they would wake up. If you're in the cell, they have beds, and those guys, you know,
were
sleeping.
Yeah, they get to sleep.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. I would think that they would want you guys to just sleep it off.
I don't know.
Like Otis the drunk.
I think it's more of like they just want to be able to tell you what you can and cannot do while you're in there.
I would just be like, watch me sleep and whack that chair all you want. I'm sleeping right through it.
I was so terrified the entire time. There is no way I could have slept even if I wanted to. And the worst part was I was pretty much...
Can you pair up with another guy and put like Pinochle or something?
No, I didn't. I stuck.
Pity Pat?
Kept to myself, yeah. But I like sobered up in jail and had to, like, once I sobered up, then I had to call and try to find a bail bondsman because they take your cell phone so you can't call anybody. Yeah, it was terrible.
So you don't know, right now, like I'll always just call Dom. I know his number.
Yeah.
So who did you call?
I called, I think his name was like Steve, the bail bondsman. His office is in Tampa.
How'd you get his number?
They have numbers on like next to the phone of like bail bondsman. And he was the
cheapest
one.
Know your audience.
Yep. Yeah. He was the cheapest one.
Oh, he was the cheapest?
And then to make it even worse, to get picked up, I had to call my girlfriend that I just caught sleeping with my best friend.
Oh.
Because you could only call 813 numbers from the jail, and hers was the only 813 number I had memorized.
Oh, you couldn't call Galact anybody?
Nope, I didn't know how to. Like I said, I was wasted in there. I was going to call my mom.
I don't know anybody's phone number. I know Pete's phone number, and I know my wife's phone number, and that's it. I don't know anybody. I couldn't dial your phone number for $1 million. I don't even know your area code.
When they take your stuff, and then they saran wrap it onto that piece of board, and that's how they give back to you, I asked the people, I was like, can I please just have my phone just to write down some phone numbers, and they're like, no, you're not going to get your phone.
You learned your lesson.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You learned your lesson. Steve, you've been to jail before?
Yeah, Pinellas County.
Like Spanish, or you've been there for a long amount of time?
No, I was only in there for about 36 hours.
Yeah, and was it, did you get to sleep? Did you get to eat bologna sandwiches?
Yeah, when you first get there, the first thing that they do is put you on the wall, take the picture, and then you go into, like you said, it's like a general population, like, waiting room almost.
Right.
Uncomfortable chairs. It's cold. I mean, it's like they keep the temperature in there ice cold.
I'd be in heaven.
And you literally sit there until they do what they call classification to determine what level of security you need to be put into an actual cell block.
Right.
And, like, look, serious criminals, like the ones that they picked up for like attempted murder, they're kept separate. So you're sitting in there with the people that are waiting to go to the drunk tank or committed like petty theft.
What did you do?
Grand theft.
Okay, so you're in there with the novices.
I was in there with the novices, and when I got moved to a cell block, it was about 16 hours later. So I was literally in that room for about 16 hours, and they moved me into... It's basically like the minimum security possible. There's not even bars. There's no doors. Like
no bars? What kind of jail is this? This is a vacation spot.
Yeah, it's like the minimum security you could possibly have. There's 1 hour a day where you're not allowed to leave your bunk area, and that's during shift change. And the rest of the time, you pretty much can come and go as you please, you know, wander back and forth. And I was talking to some of the guys that were in there, and like, they were popped for not being able to pay child support, but they couldn't get a job because they'd been arrested, so it's just an endless cycle. Like, they're back in jail.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel you on that one. Okay, so you're when you say you're allowed to wander, what do? You wander around a what?
You're inside of a sealed room, but it's about the size of, like, a high school gym.
Right.
And there's probably anywhere from 15 to 20, like, cubes that have four beds each. So you figure upwards of 60 people.
Okay.
More 60 people more in this particular, in a block. And so there's, you know, two bunk beds in each cube.
Yeah, but what do you do? You go around and hang out with the other guys? You guys want to play tic-tac-toe or something? Like, what do you do?
There's board games. There's, like, a mess area with a bunch of tables. And
it's a camp. You went to summer camp is what you did.
And then there's a day room, so they do, like, you know, if you want to go outside and get some sun, there's on the windows on the roof.
Yeah, sunroof. So hold on. So basically, you went to camp for a couple of days.
I went to camp for like I was actually up there because by the time I got upstairs and actually put into a cell block, I was already being ROR'd. Released on my own recognizance.
Yeah.
So I literally had just had to basically stay up there for about 8 hours, and then they started working me backwards out the door.
This guy did way easier time than you, and you were only in there for an overnight. All right.
Was he in Hillsborough?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in Hillsborough.
I think I've heard Hillsborough is a lot worse. But
well, I'm staying out of both, sir.
Yeah, staying out of both. But Ellis County's not fun either.
All right, I'm out. Thank you. I don't want to have no desire. I love jail talk. Aries, you were in there for 11 months?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What did you do?
Hey, what's going on? I was arrested for drug possession and intent to distribute.
Yeah, man, this guy's moving it. He ain't taking it. He's moving it. All right, so, and then they bring you in. You went there for 11 months. What do you do? What was your routine? What time do you get up in the morning?
Oh, I was up early in the morning because everybody that needed their stuff wanted me to be up early, so I had to be up.
Oh, you mean you were dealing? When you were in jail.
Oh, when I was in jail, I was in Rikers Island.
Oh, you were legit. You were in a real jail, man. See, Rikers Island,
it's prison.
Yeah, I feel like my butt's in danger every second there.
No. I was there. I had told Roger and JP last time. I said I was there with when you get there, they actually ask you, do you have family here? And I said, yes. I said, my cousin and my uncle is here. And my uncle was pretty much a big shot there and stuff. So I never had a problem in there. I never had a problem in the jail.
Did they put you with your family?
Yeah, they put me with my family. Yeah.
This is family the most reunion. Convenient jail ever.
Did you bring anything, like a casserole?
No. Yeah, rice and beans.
Where? What year was this?
This was probably, 98, 99, something like that.
Let me think. Hold on. I was going to say,
didn't your father work there?
Yeah, but he was gone by then. That's what I was trying to think of. He was gone.
Okay.
How were the guards while you were there? Were they cool to you or were they dicks?
They were cool with us. We had no problem. I said, we had no problems in there. It just depends. But I said, to hear this guy crying about one night in there, I'm like, oh, come on.
Spanish, you and Aries. Aries, if you're in there with your uncle and your friend or whatever, and little Spanish came up to you and was like, hey guys, I'm new to the jail. Would you guys just beat him up or you'd be like, come on, you're a bitch now?
No, I just tell him go that way.
Yeah, you get him away from me, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, because you're probably going to sound like a mark. You're going to look like a mark. Yeah.
Do you stay with your own race in jail or is that only in the movies?
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's weird because even if you're not racist, you have to do that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Remember, you had the Hispanics on one side, the blacks over here, and even the Chinese guys from Chinatown up there in New York.
Oh, I'll whoop their ass. I'm afraid of Chinese guys.
They all know karate.
Yeah, I don't trust it because, yeah, exactly, because somebody might know some stuff that I don't know, and, you know, and they probably kick your ass.
That would be my group, I think. I'd wander into the Chinese camp. I go, hey, fellas, how you guys doing? Looks like you use a white guy.
They're not gonna put you there.
I don't know, man. I used to eat a wool hop so much, I'd walk over there and be like, hey! All right, so you, and what about fighting? You do any fighting in there?
No, I didn't have to.
No, 11 months, you were cool.
Pretty much, all you got to do is stick to yourself, mind your business, and that's pretty much the deal.
How long before you started doing gay stuff?
No gay stuff.
Aries, 11 months, nothing?
11 months. Nothing. Maybe some self-pleasuring.
Yeah.
No.
When you do the self-pleasuring, do you announce that to the room, like, hey, everybody turn their head, or do you just wait till everybody goes to sleep?
No, man, you go in the shower, you you get it in when you can.
In the shower, like where the other dudes are there?
No.
You had a private shower at Rikers Island?
You got the three showers there, but most of the time, just like when you're taking a dump, other people ain't trying to go in there while you're taking a dump.
Ah, gotcha. You're a little alone time.
Exactly. Man. Exactly.
Jelly, you make it sound like it's not that bad.
Yeah. No. Trust me. It was terrible. It was terrible because you would see stuff going on around you and you would say, whoa.
Like what? What's the worst thing you saw?
Oh, this one big dude over there, this guy used to make this little guy tie a sheet. He cut the sheet up. And he made him tie it up his behind like a thong and stuff like that. He would have to.
And he'd wear it like that?
Yeah, he would have to.
There is no way in the world I would do that.
Yeah, well, and me.
So what are we doing? Are we taking a beating if he goes, hey, put your thong on? And I go, I'm not wearing no thong.
Either taking a beating or maybe getting stabbed or something? Sure.
I think I might take a stabbing.
No. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. No, it don't work that way.
So that guy got up and he took his sheet and he tied it up around his and wore like an underwear thong.
Yeah, like on, you know, on Friday or Saturday night, whatever night it was for him to go ahead and bang him, he had to go ahead and do that.
That is enough. They should just have you tell that story on on Bring a Convict to School Day. That would be enough to keep me out of jail forever.
That was going to be Spanish right there.
Yeah, you almost had I should make you wear a thong sheet to the live gig Friday.
God.
Oh, thank you, Ari. Stay out of jail.
Yeah, be good, man.
All right, pal. That's some good insight right there. I'm telling you, as a kid, that would have kept me out of jail.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want to hear no stories like that. You're gonna wear somebody's underwear. Yeah.
That's the opposite of scared straight.
Yeah.
Scared.
Holy.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.